With us right now, Congressman Sean Duffy. First of all, you're back in the district in Wausau today. It's a job fair. Your office had a lot to do with setting this up. Let's tell people what's going on here today.
Yeah, so we're here at the Marathon County campus, and we have almost 100 employers. A steady stream of employee perspectives coming through, trying to find a job. And the opportunity here is really quite wide. You have manufacturing jobs, we have healthcare jobs, finance jobs, banking jobs, truck driving jobs, and everything in between. All good opportunities here in central Wisconsin. And so often when I travel around the district, I hear people who are looking for work and sometimes in quite a bit of despair. And I also tour businesses, and they'll talk about the need for good qualified employees, and they can't find them. And so this is an opportunity to take those two sides that I hear from and bring them together so they can meet and hopefully get matched up. And again, a lot of families are looking for good opportunities, and there's quite a few opportunities for that here at the job fair today.
Well, we've seen unemployment go down just a little bit, but there's still a fairly high number. But you've heard in your travels that part of the problem is still a skills gap with the modern technology versus what people already know in their training, right?
Yeah, listen, we do have some skills issues, and especially on the manufacturing side. But what you might find is you do have some skills that an employer is willing to take you on and teach you some of the skills specific towards their industry. But you don't know that unless you come out and meet them and talk to them and engage in that conversation. But also it might tell you, listen, as you come through, you might go, listen, there's a lot of machinist positions or a lot of welding positions. I might go back and get a year and a half or 2 year degree in some of these fields so I can come out and get a good paying job, because that's where the opportunity is. And you might see that in all these different sectors. And so even if you don't have a skill set that matches today, you see what's out there and how you might want to look at an educational change that can help you get one of those jobs.
As you're lining up the various businesses to come here and offer these positions and let the prospective new employees know what's going on, how excited were they to actually have another job fair? Because it's like one or two of these every year. I'm sure they would like more opportunities to get out to people.
Yeah, so listen, I mean, we have, again, almost 100 employers here today. That's a good indicator that there's a lot of people out there, a lot of employers out there that are interested in coming out and meeting prospective employees. And it's a two-way street. And, again, you see a couple of these a year. I think ours is one of the better attended job fairs. And again, even too, you might go, listen, some are looking for a full-time job, but there's a lot of part-time jobs too, and you might have a family that wants to make a little extra money for the Christmas season. There's those kind of opportunities as well, no matter what the scope. Oftentimes you can find that opportunity here at a job fair like the one we put together today. And for me, I know how hard it's been for our families out there where, either the mom or the dad has lost a job, and it's put a lot of pressure on the family finances. And I think it's important for them to see, there can be some light at the end of the tunnel. There are opportunities out there to lift that burden off. And I want to do what I can to make sure I can help our families do a better job of meeting their financial needs. And this is one of the ways that we can help match them up potentially with a good paying job right here in our community.
Let's change gears to Washington. Several things going on out there. Let's start off with the committee that's working on a budget compromise. Any word on how that's going?
So it's not actually the committee, because I sit on the budget committee. but Paul Ryan and Patty Murray, there's a House and the Senate, are working right now trying to find a budget deal. We've heard rumblings from those conversations that they're getting close, though there are some difficult points they have to work through. Now, that's the media reports. So I would say I think there's a good possibility we'll get a budget deal before the end of this week. But if we don't, I think there's a lot of us in the House who don't want to see the government shut down. I'm one of them. And we will pass then a short to midterm funding bill that funds the government at sequester levels, because we don't want to see a government shut down. We want to see the government function. We want to see it work. We want to see it do its job. What we're asking this a Paul Ryan, Patty Murray conversation to do is actually hit spending numbers so our appropriators can do the appropriations bills, which is more of a regular order of how spending should take place in our government. If that doesn't work, we'll do another continuing resolution. That's just a big funding bill. Not the best way to spend, not the best way to govern, but it's a heck of a lot better than having a government shut down without any dollars there. That's our stopgap measure if these negotiations don't work out. But again, I'm hopeful that you're starting to see people come together, work together, find agreement, find compromise, so actually Washington starts to work again, and I'm fully supportive of that effort.
In several years, we've seen now where the Senate fails to even pass a budget. Is the continuing resolution really their game plan?
Well, you know, listen, there's some who have said that the president may have wanted to see a shutdown because the website wasn't ready to roll out and it would take attention away from the Obamacare rollout. And again, if there was a shutdown, that could do the same thing for the administration. I can say I don't know that that's the case. I think most people want to see government work on both sides. But the Senate hasn't passed a budget till this year. Their budget never balances, raises revenue. So we're pretty far away because in the House we passed a budget that actually balances in 10 years. Very different, far more responsible than the Senate budget. But again, I think there is a space in the middle. It's not very wide, but there's a space in the middle to bring the sides together and thread the needle on budgetary spending. Every side is going to have to give a little bit. But I think it is still possible to make it happen.
Back when the special committee with Paul Ryan and his colleagues was put together, there was talk about Paul Ryan wanting to work on the things they can agree on first. Have you heard anything about the progress in the things that Democrats and Republicans can't agree on?
Well, so you're seeing the conversation being held very close to the chest of basically the chairs of the House and the Senate budget committees. So I don't want to speculate on that. I don't have a firsthand knowledge or had a firsthand conversation with Congressman Ryan. So I'll reserve commentary.
How about a farm bill? That's something else that's been in the works for quite a while, and a lot of people are wondering just what's going to happen there and if the food programs will be tied to the farm bill in the end.
Well, so as you know, in the House, we separated the two. We passed the farm portion of the farm bill and then the food stamp portion of the farm bill. We did it separately and then repackaged it together and went to the Senate in a conference, meaning both chambers are working together, the differences in their bills. You know, I'm hopeful that we'll find a compromise and agreement coming out of the conference between both of those chambers and Republicans and Democrats. But, time is running out this year. So if it doesn't finish by the end of this week, we're going to have to look into next year to make that happen. And if we need some short-term extensions, we can make that happen. But I think, I think there again is a willingness of people to work together. And on the food stamp portion, coming out of the House, there was some reform, but the reform was very targeted. And then it said, listen, if you're an able-bodied American that doesn't have dependent children or any other dependents in your house, you have to get a job, or you have to get job training. You can't have no dependents and not be working towards a skill set and collect these benefits. You got to actually start working towards a job. But obviously, if you have kids at home, that requirement isn't there for you. But then also we make sure that if you have a income and asset requirements that meet the law, oftentimes those have been overlooked. And people were able to get benefits, food stamp benefits, without looking at their assets or their income. We said, no, you got to enforce the law on that. So those are really only two things we've done, really basic, strategic, minor reforms that saves a little bit of money, but also makes, I think, the program work a little bit better.
Congressman Sean Duffy, thank you.